Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, my sweet friend. I'm proud of you for carving out just a few minutes to commit to yourself and growing your business. This week, I've pulled a juicy clip from one of my favorite episodes. I know you are going to love it. Are you ready? Here we go.
I have a question. Are you A, wanting to get people to engage with you on Instagram, but for the life of you, all you hear is crickets? Are you B, sometimes people engage with you, but they're asking these long, detailed questions that sometimes feels like a personal coaching session or a consultation? Or C, you have it all figured out on Instagram and you don't really need any insight from yours truly? If you are A or B, stick with me. I'm going to chat with you for a second. And if you're C, rock it on out, boo-boo. You can skip right over this section. So let's talk about two strategies that you can use that are relatively easy and quick that you can actually deploy today on Instagram to start growing your newsletter list. So let's go back to that quiz that we just went through. Remember A, like I can't get engagement, and B, sometimes people ask these long detailed questions that make you feel like you're a personal coach. Let's dive in to A. If you're not getting engagement on your Instagram, the first thing you want to do is give people easy ways to start engaging with you. In fact, you're not alone. Instagram has created tools for Instagram stories that you could put into your stories to drive engagement. Now, these are called engagement driving tools. Well, actually, I'm not sure if they're actually called engagement driving tools, but I just named it for Mark Zuckerberg. You're welcome, Marky Mark. If you open up stories and you record a photo or a video, you can then click on an icon that's a square with a little happy face. When you click on that, that'll give you options. You can put a geotag, you can put a hashtag, but you can also have engagement drivers like a poll, like a quiz, like a slider. What I want you to do in order to start driving engagement is I want you to think about two things you are uniquely qualified to talk about that gives value to your followers. So let's just say that you are a fitness professional and you know that your zone of genius is meal planning and creating workout plans. So then what I want you to do, remember, we're just trying to drive engagement right now. I want you to go to Instagram stories and I want you to scroll on over to a new feature called layout. In layout, you can select anywhere from 2 to 8 photos. So what I want you to do is choose the layout that empowers you to upload 2 photos, okay? Then what I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to select the engagement driving tool poll. Now, if we're using this example as a fitness professional, one of your photos could be a photo of a meal planning prep day in your kitchen. And then another photo could be a photo of you working out or maybe you training somebody or maybe a client who has been training. And then in your story, when you have a photo of your meal prep and a photo of somebody exercising or you exercising, I want you to put the poll and ask a question. You would say, which one are you more interested in? And then one poll would be meal planning and the other one would be a fitness routine. Now what I want you to do is in the back of your mind, whoever answers that poll, you're going to give an answer to which you say, how, Jasmine? Well, if I saw your story, I would probably select, I'll say fitness routine. Like I want to work out. So I would click on that. And then what you would do is you would go to the results of the people who voted on your poll and you would see Jasmine Starr likes fitness routine. Then what I want you to do is give the engagement that you want to get. You would select my account and you would send me a direct message and say, hey, Jasmine, I noticed that you voted on the poll and it said you wanted a fitness routine. I'd love to send you one of my most powerful workouts for free. You could sign up for it here. Boom. What you just did is drove engagement, made it easy for them to respond, and then you reached out to them and say, I'd like to give you something, and then you can give them a link to opt in. That has been the most powerful way to move somebody from a passive viewer to somebody who engages to getting somebody on your list. Now, I want you to do this for everybody who voted in the poll. Now, let's just say that I voted on meal prep. Well, good. You're going to have an opt-in for every poll option that you have. Now you say, Jasmine, I don't have very many. It's okay, boo-boo. I just need to have two. Have two opt-ins that you could split test against each other and still get people on their list regardless of how they're voting. Now let's move on to quiz option B. These are people who have some engagement, right? They're getting excited, but then sometimes people are asking them for basically the Gettysburg Address of an answer, right? And you're like, I don't have, like, my business is not to be responding in Instagram DMs all day. I got you, boo. What I want you to do is I want you to sit down and write the top five questions that you are asked the most. You could literally do this in less than a minute. When you know the questions that you are asked the most, the next thing I need you to do would be for you to create a very simple video, guide, checklist, ebook, PDF. So your top five questions, you are going to have a resource for them. So now that when you have people engaging, and now when you have people asking questions, you can then answer their questions so robustly, so deeply, so genuinely that they can't help but feel so honored and excited that you took the time to respond so thoughtfully to them. So I'm going to be real. Oftentimes, people will send me a DM and they're like, Jasmine, I'm really trying to get my business off the ground. Jasmine, people aren't responding to me. How do I find my dream customer? And I can't spend 15 minutes per DM responding thoughtfully. So what I've decided to do is I got my top five questions, and the top one being, Jasmine, how do I build a brand and market it on social media? And then I created an opt-in, jasminestar.com/branding. But I did the same thing for other really popular questions. How do I find my niche? Instagram story checklist. How do I use Facebook Live? I went through, and now when somebody asks me a question, I'm like, hey, I can't respond thoughtfully on DM, but let me send you a free guide to building a brand. Let me send you a free guide on how to use Instagram stories to get discovered. Let me send you a free guide on how to discover your niche. So I have properly set up my back end for lead acquisition by way of Instagram with a strategy, not just crossing my fingers.